In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation found in the written word. Our eyes are open as the word is taught. Not just to see, but to walk in the light of it. Also, we receive all that there is to receive in this meeting. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at being a Christian every day, right? We're having too many being a Christian every day, right? Being a believing believer. We're having too many being. We'll be brethren. Okay, that's not being. Being a Christian every day. So, Acts of Apostles chapter number 2, verse 42. It says here, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly. Now, who continued? We said, these are those who got saved in few verses before now. That is verses 14 to 41. But those who got saved, 3,000 of them, he said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Watch this. They continued. Now we said that is the character of the believer, or the man who is a disciple. The man who is a disciple, one of the characteristics of a disciple is that he should be steadfast. Right? We said that. He should be steadfast. Steadfast. To continue. Amen. Continue. It's a character of a disciple. Continuity. Continue. Amen. Continue. Steadfast. Steadfastness. Let me put it that way. Steadfastness. Hallelujah. So we said when you have the word continue steadfastly, is when you have the word routine. So that means the Christian life is a life of routine. There are things that should be routine to the believer. We should have routine. Amen. Routine. The believer should have a routine life. I said this. I said, when I was in school, I was told that I had a triangular life. There's nothing there. Triangular life. There's hostel, school, church. Hostel, school, church. Church activity. That's my life. So where would you have found me? Keg Ice Club? You're smoking something to see that. But so where would you have found me? You're not hostel, school. Hostel, school, and church. So where do you want to find me? Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a place called Sodom and Gomorrah in school. You call that Ibiam Hostel. You go Sodom and Gomorrah. You can't find me there. So where do you want to find me? Okay, so maybe one more place. Ogi Ima shop. Ogi Ima makes the best kind of swallow. So maybe Ogi Ima shop. I just know someone that is working in, got employed to my organization, but he left school long after I was gone down school. So like, I don't even go to my school. The first thing I asked of, sincerely, I didn't have any other place. The same faculty, first thing I asked of was, it's okay, my student. When we had the first place I was going to again, he said, okay, my student. I said, I don't ask about another guy. That one was, we call him Ancient of Days. He was there before the beginning began. We call him Dr. Wood. Dr. Wood. People that left school in the year 2000. So I just spoke to somebody that left the same faculty, the same accounting. He left there 2004. And we still spoke about Dr. Wood. And I met somebody that just left. I said, is Dr. Wood there? I said, Dr. Wood is still there. We call him Dr. Wood. Anything Wood is there. Funny enough, he was one of the people that embarrassed me as a Chelsea fan. So he was not a Chelsea fan. They used to use him to laugh me as a Chelsea fan. Amen. Dr. Wood. So maybe I'll give Gima. I'm opening up. I used to like food. Amen. Yes, for Gima. So, come on there. Where do you want to find me? No, tell me. Where do you want to see me? Dinner party.
not only dinner.
What else? Bonfire. It's not only bonfire. So you just find out on this. So the life of the believer should be. I told you something. I said you must live. Let your believer's lifestyle be predictable. Be predict. Let people be able to predict where you can be, what you can be doing. Don't say, this one is like the wind. You can't be found doing anything and everything. Amen. Let them be able to say, they said you slap someone and say, no, it's not possible. Simi can't touch it. Simi can't hurt a fly. Even if she used to kill mosquitoes, hurt a fly. Amen. Amen. Let it just be that. Okay. Be predictable. Amen. Be predictable in your conduct. Let people know this is my routine. I take that back. Let people be able to see and say, you can find this person around this time praying. Did you see that? Not go and start telling people this is my routine. No. And people should be able to know the things you cannot do. Do you get me? Amen. Amen. Let people should be able to know the things you cannot do. Cannot come and tell me that you were walking and then you saw Pastor Wisdom driving his Sienna. I don't know why they usually affiliate him with the Sienna. Sienna. And then that's why now packed on the road. I'm not doing like this. Waka on no road. Well, tell me, I see me here. No, there's a way to say that to you. Say, I can't be Pastor Wisdom. Pastor Wisdom, holiness and righteousness without which no man can see God. You need to just know. but you are walking here. Somebody was driving. And then, you now saw one big guy, now carry military bait and flogging somebody. You don't need to drag, yes, yeah. I don't need to check two times, I should not be tested by default. It's not by default, no. Anyway, I didn't call any names, hope you know. I'm walking in love. Glory to God. But you should live a life that we should know. Amen. So that's where routine comes in. Routine. The believer should live a life of routine. Right? You should have, in fact, in Christianity, we have what we call a routine. A routine. They continue steadfastly. And they mention what they continue doing. Not smoking in their name. No. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You see that? Amen. Apostles' doctrine. It says in fellowship and breaking of bread. Breaking of bread means that what they had as routine was love, the love walk. And in prayer. Did you see that? In prayers. Amen. Routine. Things that must never go down in your life. Hearing God's word, walking in love, praying. Amen. You must never stop it. Glory to God. So that's what we have routine for. So we began looking at, and then routine and devotion from, right? We have routine and devotion from. Devotion. The life of the believer is a life of devotion. You are devoted to. Devoted to hearing God's word. Devoted to praying. Devoted to. So we said, it's very vital. Your devotion is important. How you start your day is important. Don't start your day on your phone. Don't start your day on WhatsApp. Don't start your day on Facebook. Don't start your day that way. Start your day with the Lord. Right? We saw examples in scriptures that you should start your day with the Lord. Hallelujah. Start your day with the Lord. Then we spoke about something we must also have, praying. Right? Meditating on the word. No, you know, this is who the believer is. A routine. Meditating on God's word. Thinking through God's word. We said meditation means to think through also, right? You think through, you put God's word in your thoughts. God wants his word to be in your thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. It spoke to Joshua. It said, the book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. It says you will meditate therein day and night. Hallelujah. So you meditate on God's word. I would say that word Hagar means to roar, but before, it means to roar, it also means to think through, right? God wants his word in your thoughts. Your thoughts. He says to them, he says, my son, incline thy ears to my sin. Let them not depart out of your heart. Keep them, let them not depart out of your eyes. So keep them the midst of your heart. You see that? So your eyes there refers to your thoughts. God wants his word to form your thoughts. I can think through God's word. Your thoughts, and I told you what to do. Your thoughts, God's word, right? Your thoughts, God's word. So that you would go back to read and think through it. So God wants you to think through his word. You think through his word. Amen. How many of you have time this week where you thought through God's word? You just think through God's word. How many of you did that this week? Let me see your hands. You just thought about what I'm teaching you, putting them together. Amen. Putting them together. Amen. God wants you to think through his word. And I said, God wants you to feed on his word. Right? Feed on his word. Now that it's not enough that you are hearing his word. Feeding on God's word involves hearing, yes, but it's not enough. To feed on the word is an active word. To feed on the word means you have heard it, right? You are putting it in your thoughts. Those whole things, put it in your thoughts, you are saying it to yourself. You know that? You're not saying it to yourself. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said to us that there are ways, if I want to ward off things, there are things I do. I practically say, sometimes you have to keep saying that word for a while. Amen? There's such a thing I told you, not in this teaching, but I said so. There's such a thing called mental assent that looks like faith, but it's not faith. Satan has given it to people. I don't want to say to the church, because it's not to the church. Satan can't give the church anything. Hallelujah. But Satan has given it to people. Satan has given it to people. Now, it's called mental assent. When you think I believe it, and by nodding your head, it's called mental assent. You just believe it mentally, but it is not active in your life. For example, you can hear people say things like, or you have been taught, and then you say, we have supernatural help. And you just nod your head. You have supernatural help. You have supernatural help. Yeah, when you just, so sometimes when you just have supernatural help. Supernatural help. And what you just had was just mental assent. Just mentally consented to it. But you know, saying you have supernatural help is not just for the service. Amen. So that means I'm going to feed on it. And I'm going to think about it. And not just supernatural help because of Christian spiritual things. What are you hearing me? No. Not supernatural help just because I have spiritually help. And the help is the help of the Holy Ghost that is inside me. No, that's not what the pastor said. You are right in that point, but that's not what I said. Amen. You are supernaturally helped even in the natural. So that means I've heard it. That means I'm going to consciously feed on it. How am I going to consciously feed on it? You know, it goes like I'm thinking about it. God is helping me. And I'm saying it. God is helping smart. Amen. God is helping smart today. In my finances, God is helping me today. In my job, God is helping me today. I'm taking out activities. God is helping me today. In fact, you cannot put it in your books. In my books, I'm supernaturally helped. In my admission, you are saying it, you are feeding on it. So feeding on it is what I will put, you are now having the vital part of what has been said to you theoretically. Let me not use the word theoretically. What has been said to you from the world. You are now having an experience of it. Do you get it? Amen. So you are feeding, so feeding is active. Feeding on the word is active. So the believer, being a Christian every day, the Christian is the man that think on God's word every day. Not once in a while. No, that is mental assent. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, my body is the temple of God. I just nod your head. No, you say, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will not take what belongs to God and give it to others. Do you see that? I won't take what belongs to God and give it to others and give it to the world. Did you see that? My body. Now, I'm ready for the scripture. Now I'm saying it to myself. I'm feeding on God's word. What are you having in? Amen? That also happens for healing too. You're actively feeding on God's word for healing. See, what I have, in fact, I haven't started my note. I haven't even said one tonight in my note for tonight. Amen? But I think God's Spirit wants us to go this route. Amen, but I'll get to my notes. Glory to God. Now, even for healing, when it comes to healing, you listen to God's word concerning healing. You have taught God's word concerning healing. And then, you say, I believe it and heal. No, it doesn't stop there. You think through it and then you say it. Amen. Sickness can fasten itself to my mortal bodies. Hallelujah. This sickness can stay in my mortal bodies. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I cannot be sick. I refuse to give heed to sickness. My body will not accommodate sickness. Not because there is sickness, but I'm saying it. Because I'm feeding on God's word. Hallelujah. It's not because there's any problem or sickness, but I'm saying it actively to myself. I'm feeding on God's word for my life. Amen. Amen. Also for the leading of the Spirit. You are active in it. Amen. You know why you want to take this and say, I'm not confused, I don't lose, I'm one of the ones. You're saying it every day. I'm well led. Hallelujah. I'm well led every day. I'm well led every day. I know what to do, how to do what I ought to do by the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, you are saying it actively to yourself. Come here, anyway. You are saying it actively to yourself. I know what to do. I'm never confused. Today, as I said that, I will not be confused. Trust, you will not be confused today. Amen. Amen. Actively. Actively. You are feeding on the word. Come on, enemy. You are feeding on the word. You are feeding on the word. We ought to feed on the word. As our believers. We feed on the word. We feed on the word. You hear God's word, right? You feed on it. You hear God's word, you feed on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, your mind needs to hear God's word. You need to hear God's word. Your mind needs to. The same way your body needs food. You don't need food. See, how many of you eat because you are hungry? How many of you eat because you are hungry? Have you discovered that you don't need to be hungry to eat? You don't eat because you are hungry. You eat because it's time to eat. People that eat because they are hungry, poverty is entry. Hope you know that. If you are hungry to eat, it's poverty because you don't have money. But you just eat because it's time to eat. How many of you have observed that? You don't have to be hungry. You just want to eat. Maybe now that you are fasting, hunger will call you, calm down. If you know, calm down, I'm fasting. But you don't have anything. So that means there mustn't be a problem before you feed on God's word. No, there mustn't be a problem. You're just feeding on God's word. Hallelujah. Just feeding on God's word. Glory to God. And I also believe God wants us to be active in this passage. So we'll feed on God's word. Hallelujah. We'll feed on God's word. Much more. In also concerning God's task in the earth through us. We can stay on it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You say a word like I'm fruitful. I'm fruitful. I'm fruitful. I bear fruits. Hallelujah. You know we can practice it tomorrow and Saturday as we are fasting. We just say God's word. Hallelujah. We're going to have active times too. Within the timing when we'll pray 9, 12, 3, right?
Then we can also have 10:1-4 to say God's word. To feed on God's word. I'm not going to say what to feed on, but just actively feed on it. Hallelujah! We are going to actively feed on God's word. Hallelujah! Just pick up maybe something you've been taught in church, and then you say it to yourself. Hallelujah! Consciously, you say it to yourself. Hallelujah! I don't lose. Maybe you are struggling in an area in your life. You say it to yourself. Hallelujah! You say it to yourself. You say, no. I walk in humility. I don't walk in power. Amen. You say, you put your name to it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. You are actively feeding on God's word, working on yourself with God's word. Amen. Because many times, the issue is how your mind is. It's the mind. Glory to God. So you need to feed your mind. You need to feed your mind with God's word. Much more. Amen. Hope you're hearing that. Let's get into what I have today. Something around the mind too. Hallelujah. Amen. So the believer's life. What do we do every day? We struggle with a habit. You can say God's word. You can feed on God's word. What does God's word say concerning that habit? You know, I told you that this series is a series that as I teach us, I'm also feeding on it. I said it at the beginning of the series. Amen. I'm also feeding on it actively. Amen. I'm feeding on it actively. So what you tell yourself, what are those things you are struggling around? You say, no, I'm a believer. I don't struggle around anything. Shut up. Whatever one thing or the other we are dealing with. Amen. But what the best way to deal with it is to feed on God's word concerning that. Amen. To feed on God's word concerning that. Feed on God's word. You are looking for perfectino. Don't worry. You can get perfectino. Amen. You want to marry God, you want perfectino. You are married to God, yeah, but that's not the marriage you're talking about. Amen. We don't have issues. Amen. We don't have things we have to deal with. But the sign of a believer is that he's ready to shed God's light on those parts that are dark. Hallelujah. And come out of it. Shed God's word. Say it to your mind. So you know when you feed yourself that much. Amen. You won't have things that you are weak to. Glory to God. When you see that I'm getting weak in this part concerning this, start to shed God's word. Shed light. The light of God's word then. Amen. Amen. Actively feed on God's word. Let's see something tonight. Amen. Being a Christian every day. Christian every day. The character of the believer. Amen. So let's open our Bible to 1 Peter. I promised us something for Sunday. I'm going to share one of my notes on the screen on Sunday that people will know how to write notes. I said it right? Okay, 1 Peter 5. Now, the believer is, has a routine. The thing that people should see about you, and this is this person. Glory to God. This is a Christian. Someone saw me one day and said, Master, you are a perfect man of God. I said, no. Don't entice me. Don't try it. Don't try to make me feel. I said, no. I've seen different men of God take it quietly. You have not seen my bad part. I have bad parts too. Yes, we have bad parts too. Amen. I heard someone who once said, it's men of God like you that sisters need to get married. I said, don't think you can cope with me.
You can't. It takes those who are patient. You're not patient. I'm not patient. So you see, not perfect, you know. So start thinking. Nonsense. That's nonsense. Amen. Amen. So when you see Pastor Joy, be healing her. It's not easy to live with me. Not easy. We're still discussing it this morning that I can easily just switch some things. And I can switch it and switch back. I didn't know that shit was. I said, have you not thought of it that the way I used to switch? Don't you think I'm a witch? I said, don't I behave like a witch? I can switch sharp. You see me? No, I'm laughing. No, I'm not very serious. No, I'm not laughing. It's like, it's <shunyeo. laughs> But who are we? We are just learning by precept and example. So which we are shedding, we are feeding on God's word. If I was 100% a perfect man, I would need to feed on God's word. I know everything is inside. But no, I feed on God's word every day. Amen. Amen. Hope is recording. Hey, don't go and pause it. You need to hear it. Sometimes this is what some people need to hear, that they would align. Amen. Yes, the power is feeding on the word, so you feed. Amen. You feed. What are you hearing? Especially when you are supporting man, feed on the word. Feed on the word. Let your mind come to the consciousness that you need the word. Red devils. And then you are speaking in tongues. We should cast the devil off. Let's continue. First Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself to the elder. We're going to get here. Submit yourself. That is the word respect. I already have the word respect. To the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. You see? You subject yourself to the elder. Subject yourself to one another. Right? And be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. He said, clothe yourself with humility. Before we say respect, we're coming to respect. Amen. Respect the elder. Respect one another. And then be clothed with humility. God resists the proud. The word to resist, there is the word to oppose. Oppose. You find that in Acts 18:6, Romans 13:2. You oppose. Amen. So that means the man who is proud is acting in opposition to himself. Amen. God opposes the proud. That is, God doesn't like those who are proud. That's what it means. Amen. It's not in God's nature or it's not in God's character for men to be proud. God doesn't want it. God doesn't like it. Amen. So God resists the proud. He resists the proud. Amen. 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 James had the same verbiage. James 4 verse 2. Well, I'm not going to get into why it is that way, but James 4 2. Yes. James writes the same thing. Oh, sorry. Why am I looking for James? James is just before Peter. James 4 verse 2. The same verbiage. He says, let's say 2 now. I've started with this my writing. Okay, James 4. He says, verse 6, he said, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil before you flee from him. He says, God giveth more grace. Wherefore, God resists the proud. Watch it. He resists the proud and giveth what? Grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want a believer to be proud. God doesn't want a believer to be proud. We're going to define what to be proud is shortly. Amen. Glory to God. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul here is giving the character or the qualification, 1 Timothy, of a bishop, a leader in church. But here's what he said. We could actually pick up something from what he said, even if we're not discussing a bishop now. Chapter 3, verse 6, well, some of verse 5, he says, for if a man know not how to rule his house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Now, he said, not a novice, that is a bishop, should not be a novice. Now, listen, I think we could pick out something from here. Right? Now, the word novice is where you have the word tio. Nepiotos. Nepiotos. Amen. When you have the word one who just came in, use of a baby, right? So he said not a novice. That is, a bishop shouldn't be a novice. Least, being lifted up with pride, he falls to the condemnation of the devil. You see that? Did you see that? Lifted up with pride. So that means a believer who is proud, right, is the one who is acting like a novice. He knows nothing. A novice is one who knows nothing. You see that? So if because you are learning small Greek and Hebrew and you are adding shoulder pad, it means that you know nothing. So come, let me give you one. Let me. I'm the greatest teacher in the whole world. You don't know Shinbang. What is Shinbang? Shinbang is the Greek word for nothing. You don't know Shinbang. Amen. Amen. What are you telling me? You don't know anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a babe. That knows nothing. Look at Romans. Now what does it mean when you hear pride? Pride means to put yourself above who you are. To place yourself above who, what God has called you. To place people below. It's to place yourself above and place people below how God sees and has called them. Yourself above and others below. No, that's what pride is. Look at Romans 11. Let's see this in Romans 11. Amen. Amen. Remember earlier on, when we read in Peter, he said you should respect the elders. Did you see that? Right? And then we'll have mutual respect for ourselves. We'll get to see that shortly. In Romans 11, verses 20, hear what he says. He says, I'll start from verses 18. Let's get to 18. He says, boast not against the branches. Listen well. It says, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. So he's telling, this is Paul addressing something in Rome, in the church at Rome.
say, boast not against the branches, for if thou boast, he said, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou will say then, the branches are broken off, that I may be grafted in. He's talking to the Gentiles. He said, ah, I have ruined the branch. Then, what's what he says? He says, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. Then I said, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spared it not. Now, he's talking, he's dealing with an issue there, but I want you to see it. See what I want to pick up from here. He says, you be not high-minded. The believer shouldn't be high-minded. You see that? High-minded means to place, you think so highly of yourself. Somebody come and say, praise the Lord, bro. I have a testimony. He has done it for me. As I was going, is that the boss? I don't know whether how God loves me. He had an accident. I was the only one that survived. Every other person perished. Imagine one of the people that died, the relative was in that church to hear your testimony. Would that be called a testimony? Would that be a testimony? If we are the other side of the device. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you understand. You don't place yourself highly. God took them out. Now they can be in. God don't wipe them out. Even one said that said he was a pastor there. He said it's called favor. Favor is, you know we don't seek favor. We are the favored of God. God, let me conk your brain. It's not your head I'll conk, it's your brain I'll conk for saying rubbish. Amen. Don't place yourself so high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just before you see, just before we go to something else, look at 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. I'll read from verse 1. It says, I'll read this for verse 4. It speaks about, I'll start from verse 3. If any teaches if any man teach otherwise, and concern unto the wholesome words, even to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to God, and he's proud, knowing nothing. So the at the root of pride is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. How about this? Just lack of knowledge. God took away the blow. What if he takes you out? That is what Paul. It's just a lack of knowledge. One-sided knowledge. See that? Lack of knowledge. When you see a believer begin to wear shoulder pads, he doesn't know anything. Shoulder pad. Not literal shoulder pad, but shoulder pad. You know what I mean? Your hand is now working like that. because you just bought Lamborghini. We should go and bury our face on under the ground like a ostrich. No, no. Amen. Amen. We should go and do what? We should go and lie down inside railway so that on top of the rail track so that come on, amen. Pride. I say knows nothing. Hallelujah. So pride, at the root of pride is lack of knowledge. Deep in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pride. So, you can also read 1 John 2:16. All we have in the world is the loss of the flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. You can actually check that out too. So pride is not of God. Jesus in Luke 12 gave the story of a rich man. Now, I will just speak out some things Jesus said about the rich man in Luke 12. So now we'll see. About the rich man. He says in verse
I will read verses 9. He said, and I will say to my soul, soul that has much goods laid up for thee for many years, take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. This is a rich man. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus said in verse 20. He said, for God said to him, thou fool, this night thou soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be which thou hast provided? And I says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. You see that? Hallelujah. He's not rich towards God. Therefore, the man trusts in riches. That was the reason why he said what he said. He trusted in his riches. Hallelujah. 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 He trusted in his riches. Look at 1 Timothy 6:17. 1 Timothy 6:17. Yeah, it says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Watch it. Not trusting on certain riches. The word high-minded, there's where you have the word pride. They be not proud. Amen. They be not high-minded, not trusting on certain riches. But in the living God, who giveth richly all to enjoy. He said, they be not high-minded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have in my notes, if you see a believer full of himself, he's truly or he's trusting in something else that is not God. When a believer is full of himself, all he says is, I just got a contract. I just bought a car. I just rented a house. I bought a house in Banana Island. You know, I full of himself. He's trusting in something. It's not God. Amen. He's not trusting in God. He's trusting in something else. In 2 Timothy, he repeats that again, chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repeat that same word to be high-minded. High-minded, lover of pleasure, rather than lover of the world. You see that his trust is in something else that is not God. Something else that is not God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, if pride is not of God, then what does God teach us? Well, I mean, what is the opposite of it? Humility. The believer should be humble. Humble. Now, to be humble means to see myself and others the way God sees me and them. To see myself and others the way God sees me and sees them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus taught humility. He taught humility. Hallelujah. In Matthew 23, he told them to be servants. Told them to be servants. He that want to be the greater than blessing fellow go serve. Matthew 23 verse 12. Serve. I gave the illustration about the Pharisees who sit. You read from verse 1. Who sit in the seat of lords, high-minded, in high seats. He says, and then he says, see. Just, he just told them, let he that wants to be the greatest serve. Serve. Amen. And Jesus modeled it. He modeled humility to us. Hallelujah. Jesus modeled humility to us. In Philippians chapter 2 from verses 5. Look at Philippians 2, 5 into 6. Philippians. Chapter 2, verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you which is in Christ. So that means, can you see? Is that Christian? Is that Christian? Is that Christian? Yeah. He said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be called God, but made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Hallelujah. He humbled himself. And then he now writes to us to follow suit in verses 1. He said, therefore, If there be any consolation in Christ, chapter 2, verse 1. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowers of and mercies, he said, fulfill my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord of one mind. Then let nothing be done with true strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. When you have the word lowliness of mind, when you have the word humility, humble, he said, in but in lowliness of mind, let him esteem other better than himself. Look not every man on his own thing. That is pride. Right? Don't do like that. But every man also on the things of others. Now say, let this mind be in you. You see that? So that means we'll model Christ in humility. How we see men. You see that? How we see men. How we conduct ourselves around men. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To be humble. The life of the believer is to see men the way God sees men and see myself the same way. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Look at Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. He said, therefore, the prisoners of the Lord, he says, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation where ye are called. He says, with all lowliness and meekness and long suffering, say, forbearing one another. He says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Is that? Hallelujah. So when you find a believer, begin to judge people based on materialism rather. Right? Right? That person is carnal. You don't judge based on material wealth. You don't treat people based on material. No, be humble, be respectable. Respect. Hallelujah. You walk in love. It should show your character in your conduct. How you treat people. I told someone, if not for recently in my branch that I now sit in the manager's office. Even when I was sitting in the manager's office, I now brought in someone to come and sit with me there. You know, every other person just like manager's office, they just sit and lock the door. Manager is inside. Manager is inside. Manager is inside. Now come out, we should have that. Yeah, manager is out. I was their manager. I've been their manager for 2 years now. And I never sat in that office. So the moment I went up the cadre, I went to the office and I said to somebody else, come and join me. You think I'm stupid? You think I don't like office? Nobody else, let me just come and join me. The person was like, no, it's obvious. I said, see. I just said, I don't want to be bored. Just come and stay here. It's not because of that. I just don't want that. But when I get to my office, until they tell you, this is the manager, who do you know? And I deliver my work with them as a team. You don't need to come and be just, I'm the manager, I'm going to shut up! No, now. Amen. I have another different mode of leadership. We do it together. I bring everything to the team. Amen. Everything. This is what we need to do. Oh, yeah, how much are you bringing? How much are you bringing? Oh, yeah, let's go and get it. We must do it too. And the same way, I can switch. I can just, when I say that you are about to, you know, some people, human beings want to cross the line. When you want to cross it, I will show you and your manager. Someone was not talking to me. Before the person went to sit down, long memo, query. Sir, I'll see your manager. Even if we are together, speaking. Amen. So let's respect that. I'll respect your space. You respect my space. Glory to God. You mustn't come with the carrot and stick every time. Carrot. No. Let's do everything together. Let's just be eating carrots. But don't forget, the stick is hiding somewhere. So I don't want you to see the stick. They're just eating carrots. So you think all that there is carrot. Yeah? But remember, you don't want to move from carrots to the shawarma that I kept. Come on. Go back. Glory to God. That's just me. Yeah, but come on. What's the price? What's the price for? We were here now. Somebody came and was shouting. Wanted to see the pastor of this place. I said, what's the issue? He said, no, I want to talk to the pastor. I was standing there. I said, ah, sorry, man. What's the problem? No, it's the pastor I want to see. Okay, I saw signet ring by I said, okay. Okay, you can talk to him. Maybe it's more of a pastor than I have. I said, you can talk to him. There was in Dabuski there. There was Battle Axe there. The men of God were inside with suits. Maybe I was a native. Maybe I didn't look at him at all. But I see pastor inside. That's funny. Amen. But that's how it is. That's how it is. I don't go outside and talk and say, I'm a pastor. Nobody even. Amen. People after a while discover, he's a pastor. No wonder. Somebody said that to me. Said, no wonder. I said, what is no wonder? I said, all those faiths believe the best. Just say God's word. Like, where is all this one coming from? We are talking important thing. When I saw, want me to, again I was saying, no wonder. I said, it's not the first time now. I used to put my message online. He said, no, I've never seen the name. You know, you never seen the name until you saw flyer when I had Mike. He said, no wonder. You know, don't be a pastor. I said, I don't do that. I even saw some people in my office from calling me pastor. Pastor. I said, hey, am I your pastor? I'm pastor to my people. It's just very simple. It's just so that you don't allow pride getting. You know, they will call you pastor. This by this, your shoulder pad will be coming up. Pastor say, oh, bless you. Bless you. No. You have to do the pastor walk over a flock that is not your flock. Effectively doing what you ought not to be doing. Amen? Calm down. Parabale. I know you want to show the world you know the world. I want to show the world that I'm a woman class. Let me tell you how scriptures are interpreted. the pretext, the post-text, in-text, out-text. Look at it again. What? Me, I don't do that. I don't. Well, I just shy away from all those things. I have no sense. But formerly, I used to do it. Right. I want to show, the wealth of the nation is here. There are two only trees in the last days. One is myself. The other is my friend. There are the two olive trees. We have the wealth. No, we have the secret of the kingdom of heaven. That's how I used to say it. I would say it clearly. You like, go and hit your head inside. Go and hug transformer. I say, see, the wealth to the keys of scriptures has been given to two people in the last days. The two, myself and my friend. Yeah, just I'll be politely arrogant. So you should tell me, teach me, and I'll teach you. I'll open the mysteries. I'll open the mysteries of the 10th dimension and the 11th. Smartolysis. But no, that is pride. No, nothing. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you shouldn't judge. Watch it. When your relationship with people is now based on material possession and your talk is now full of materialism, watch it. They are tilting wrong. Hallelujah. They are tilting wrong. So how we see men and conduct ourselves around men is very vital. Okay, my time. How we see men and conduct ourselves around men is very vital. Hallelujah. Very vital. Therefore, we must place value on men. You see people how God sees them. see people how God sees them. See people how God sees them. And see yourself how God sees you. Now, you know that. Stop. Now, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you shouldn't talk God's word. Amen? Then you must understand the difference between pride and saying God's word. You will speak about God's word to yourself. You say with all boldness. That is not pride. What are you following me? And pride does not mean you now lose self-esteem. You now lose your steeze. No. I mean, humility does not mean you now lose your steeze. See, I'm just being humble. Come on. No, that is, you know, when you lose one knot from something that should stand, the thing begins to shake. Something is missing somewhere. No. You should know what pride is and differentiate it from saying God's word boldly. Right? Somebody tells you, you are sick. You're going to die in 10 days. You know, say, let me not go and say, I refuse to die. And you'll not say, I'm proud. I reject it in Jesus' name. You put my portion in Jesus' name. No, somebody tells you are sick and you have 10 days to live. You say, no, in the name of Jesus, I walk in hell. That's not pride. You are, amen. You are saying God's word with boldness. It's not pride, though. What am I hearing you? Amen. I just think I need to emphasize that. Amen. You say God's word with all boldness. What am I hearing you? And it's not called pride. Pride is when you are boasting on you and you are taking God out of it. But when you speak God's word, you are boasting on what God has done in you. What God has done in salvation. What God has done in the new birth. Hallelujah. That is saying God's word. Amen. You say, I can never fail again in the name of Jesus. I don't get involved in anything that flops. It's not pride. Amen? Because God is my helper. God is my helper. Cannot be sick. You are not proud. No. You are boasting in God. Hallelujah. Amen? When you boast in yourself, it's wrong. But when you boast in the Lord, in what the Lord has done in Christ Jesus, it's not called pride. Are you hearing me? So that's why I say, you have to see men the way God sees them and see yourself the way God sees you. So that means if I see myself the way God sees me, I'm going to put it in my list. Hallelujah. You say, I'm born of God. I have the DNA life of God. You say, how can you say I have the DNA of God? If you don't like it, go and hug transformer. I got the DNA of God. Hallelujah. I have the life of God. And I'm saying it and it's not pride. Hope you hear me. It's not pride at all. So, watch that line. Okay, you hearing me? Pride is when your trust is not on God, but on something else. Okay, following me? Instead of displaying the works of Jesus, you are displaying your work. That's pride. Glory to God. You have to see men the way God sees them. I was thinking I would get to honor, but see men the way God sees them. You honor men. Honor men. Honor people. Honor people. Honor means place value on them because God has placed value on them. Place value on them. Don't be found saying rubbish words. Be a man of faith. Don't be found speaking fear. Be found speaking faith. Faith-filled words. Amen. Honor men. Honor what God honors. Amen. Amen. Respect. Put respect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you should respect authorities too. Amen. Learn to do that. Respect authorities. Even if you are in disagreement with any party, but respect authorities. Hope you are following me. I'm going to show you that next week. I'll try and see how we can round this up next week on this. But respect authorities. Honor authorities. Honor your local church. Honor your pastor. Honor God's garden. Hallelujah. Amen. It's your conduct. How you treat the garden of believers. The psalmist will say, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Say, he was glad. Hallelujah. He was glad. How do you treat the garden of believers? How do you treat believers in general? How do you treat believers in general? We're going to see all that by next week. How do you treat believers in general? As we round up, we'll just look at, like I said at the beginning, we'll look at everything again together. How do you treat believers? How do you treat your pastor? How? How do you treat your pastor? How do you treat your leaders in church? How do you treat your parents? Hallelujah. Place honor there. Put honor there. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some people only respect their brethren in church. Well, I'm also teaching you that on Sunday too, but we'll just look at it in general. Some people only respect their brethren in church, and they don't respect others outside. No. Glory to God. Amen. Place value on people and on things that God has put his value on. I'm a Christian every day. Say that to yourself. I'm a Christian every day. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord.